Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I am Lori Walsh. Readers, writers, and lovers of language take note. The day-long 2016 Literary Festival is coming up this week in Vermilion. Marcella Raymond joins us to celebrate the event. She's an instructor in the Department of English at the University of South Dakota. The festival is hosted by the award-winning literary and creative writing student organization, Vermilion Literary Project. Marcella Raymond, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're also joined by poet Barbara Duffy. She is a 2015 National Endowment for the Arts Literature Fellow in Poetry. Her collection, Simple Machines, won the 2015 Washington Prize from the Word Works and will be published in March. She is assistant professor at Dakota Wesleyan University. She joins us today from Mitchell. Barbara Duffy, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
I think we'll start with Marcella and give us an overview of the day-long 2016 Literary Festival. What can we expect and who is it for?
It's for anyone who wants to attend, so it's open to the university community and the general public, students, faculty, staff, and anyone else who wants to attend. We start the day with a creative nonfiction writing workshop hosted by Heidi Serwick, and that runs from 9 to 11:30, and then...
Tell me what creative nonfiction is, for
oh.
those who don't know. That's a genre that not everybody is familiar
that's
with, but which
right.
I studied intently in college, so
oh my gosh.
Let's talk about creative
so
nonfiction.
So you probably know more than I do, because I'm a poet, but it's fictional renderings of actual events, so... Is that good enough?
That's good. Well, that's good. That
yeah.
gives you the basics. You have to come to the workshop to
I'm
get...
I'm planning
right.
to go to the workshop,
yes.
So then
applying,
I'll know more.
Applying all those elements of fiction to writing
right.
a nonfiction piece and making
right.
it more compelling and dramatic.
Oh, that's so, a much better definition.
So what
happened? And then...
nerd talk now. We've
yes,
already descended into nerd talk.
Right.
It's only a couple minutes in.
Which is great.
So go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. So then at noon, from noon to one, we have... graduate student reading featuring Sarah Henning, Kevin Phillips, David Levine, and Stacy Schoenfelder. And then from 1 to 3:30, we have a poetry workshop with Barbara Duffy, who you'll hear from in a minute.
Right.
And then at 4 o'clock, Heidi and Barbara will give a reading. And then at 7 o'clock, Heidi will be hosting an open mic night at the Varsity Pub downtown.
So let's go back and talk about those graduate students for a minute. What do they have to do to get invited to read, to prepare themselves to read? What's the graduate student participation in this day?
Well, the graduate students have been pretty active helping out with the VLP this semester. And so really, I just... hunted for a couple of students writing poetry and a couple of students writing creative nonfiction, and then solicited volunteers. So these four volunteered. And I would imagine they're just trying to put together some of their best work. They're all fans of Barbara and Heidi, so.
Right. Let's switch over to Barbara. We'll switch over to Barbara for a minute. Barbara, it sounds like when you do a poetry workshop like this, you're going to have people in the group of a wide variety of abilities and interest levels. Where do you begin instruction in poetry when you have that diversity in your audience?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say that I believe that poetry is for everybody. So
right.
I try to be as welcoming as possible right away. And I really believe in starting with the image. And by that, I mean any writing that evokes the five senses. So we're going to start by talking about what sights do you associate with a certain person. I don't want to give too much away from my workshop.
Right.
Like what sights do you associate with a certain person? What sounds do you associate with them? What smells do you associate with them? And then we're going to read a sample poem by Betsy Scholl, and then we'll write kind of our own versions of it from that, using those images we created at the beginning of the workshop.
So I'm hoping that maybe you'll read something for us today, Barbara. Do you have a poem ready that might kind of give an example of starting with the image or have some imagery in it that we can sit back and listen to?
Sure, I do. This is a short poem. It's from my book, Simple Machines. It's also in the current issue of the South Dakota Review, if anyone has that available. This is called Wedgwood Porcelain, and it has a line in it adapted from geoscientist Danny Hedaya. Okay. Wedgwood Porcelain. Basalt black as engine bodies, honey, outside in the marble moonlight, and we're settling in like a mortar to a match, slipping open all the seals to raise our kitchen out of boxes, the tile cold as old tobacco in a barn, a vase, a bamboo cane, a pestle made of bone. If you live with a volcano, it's wise to watch it closely. The soil is fertile, but it breathes hot hurricanes of ash. You enamel me, my sulfur, my biscuit.
Thank you for that very much. Does Barbara, does poetry still surprise you as you're writing it?
Yeah, I think if you haven't surprised yourself, that's an indication that that is not a good poem.
Go back and work on revision. Start revising. Let's talk a little bit about revision, and then we'll go back to Marcella for a minute. But what is the revision process, and how important is it in writing poems?
Well, it differs poem to poem, but for me, it's crucial to revise. I tell my students that I write the first time just to get something to revise later. I am, like, afraid of the blank page. That's the most terrifying thing for me. So if I had something down, I can revise it. So I do spend the vast majority of my time revising. But every once in a while, you get that gem that just kind of, you know, comes as if from the muse. But I also believe that when those happen, if those happen, it's from a history of, you know, really duking it out with most of your poems.
Marcella, most of the time spent revising, do students want to hear that?
No, I'm sure they don't.
They want the gems from the muse to rest delicately upon the page, don't
they? But I like what Barbara said about that being the result of having already duked it out with the poem. So,
how do you convince students that revision has value and is worth it? Do they just have to learn that through experience?
I think that's part of it. And then also, I think modeling can be really important if you can show students a first draft of a poem and a final draft. Sometimes that's pretty instructive.
Vermilion Literary... Oh, go ahead, Barbara.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, the poet Elizabeth Bishop has this beautiful poem, One Art, and when you read it, you think it's effortless, but you can actually get a book that has all of her drafts in it. It's called, like, Edgar Allan Poe in the Jukebox or something. And so you can see, she has, like, 7 or 10, I don't remember how many now, drafts of this poem. And I just photocopy that for students sometimes if they're resisting me on the revision.
All right.
And I say, look, even Elizabeth Bishop had to revise.
Marcella, poetry worthy to study in a graduate school level? And why? Why do we still need individuals who are willing to study poetry and the craft of poetry that intensely and for that amount of time?
I'm biased, of course, so yes, it's worthy of study. And it's one of the oldest forms of literature, so it's part of human history, so maybe that makes it worthwhile. And then it's such a concentrated form of language that I can't think of a better example of studying language and beauty in the same setting. So,
Barbara, would you like to follow that with another poem?
Oh.
We'll give you... You were listening intently like that. She really said that well, didn't she?
I was, and now I have to live up to that. This is a poem, another one from Simple Machines. It's called The Frankfurt Kitchen. First, man had a kitchen. For a long time, it was the only room. It was bachelor balm. It was stick stock. It was a family sugar summer. All nigh as God when there are just four walls. Then, after the war, in its smoke jack world, there became other, younger rooms and no room for them there in Germany. So a lady made a kitchen, halved like an oyster, a kitchen cell, a cook alley. There were many, and they purred right, scarcely as wide as a skillet. Let us rejoice in the spoon space, in the platter cabinet, in the penny ouncer tin plate rice bin. From the root, the room, the roof, we mouth our prayers in their ample air, standing by the window in the saucepan sun.
Mm. We're sitting here, Barbara and Vermilion, just smiling and
nodding
and nodding our heads and enjoying that.
Thank you.
You don't get to see that, but thank you for sharing that with us. Dakota Women Poets at Zambros, are you part of that group coming up this weekend?
Yes.
Tell us just
very
briefly about that, and then we'll have to take a break.
The poet Christine Stewart Nunez at SDSU invited several of us who are academics and poets to come on up to Brookings last year and have a workshop. So we all gave some of our manuscripts to each other, and we read them and commented on them, and it was invaluable to me because the revision suggestions on Simple Machines from that workshop are what I did, and then that's how I got my book published. I pretty much did what they said, and then I got my book published.
If Christine Nunez tells you, or Christine Stewart tells you to do something, you just do it when it comes to poetry, don't you? And that group of people, I've met them before. They know of what they speak. Mm-hmm. How do I order a copy of Simple Machines?
There are a couple different ways. It will be available starting March 30th from the WordWorks, and I think it's the wordworks.org. I should have checked that before I came on. It'll be available from Amazon also.
Perfect. Marcella Raymond with the Vermilion Literary Project, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We'll see you on Thursday. Registration is online, is that correct?
Registration is online at the VLP website, which is sites.usd.edu/proglit.
We'll put a link up on our website.
Yep.
That's hard to remember.
And you can also register the day of the event.
Excellent. So. Barbara Duffy, thank you for joining us as well.
Thanks so much. It was a great pleasure. Thank you.
When we come back, is Beethoven still cool with the digital generation? Chad Hutchinson and Jeff Paul are after the break. You're listening to Dakota Midday, SDPB Radio.